This is Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt with my back up against the wall. Now I've written over $140 million in personal annuity production since 2008. It's time to help you do the same. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and am actively in the field every single week protecting people's retirement just like you. If you feel like you've hit a brick wall in your business, then you've come to the right place. Put these tips into practice and your business has potential for massive growth. If you're ready, grab your notebook and buckle up. It's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach. Hello everyone, this is Chad Owen, The Annuity Sales Coach. I am excited to be covering the topic we're talking about today because it's something that really people talk to me quite often. And it's what type of branding do I do? In other words, how do I build brand awareness? And number one is always the radio. I mean, everything I do revolves around the radio. I make sure that I'm known in the industry by other avenues, but being a radio host, there's nothing more important. There's no other lead source I'd rather have than being a radio host because I tie that into everything I do. For example, let's say I have an internet lead source and I say, hey, this is Chad Owen with ABC Lead Source and host of Safe Money Radio. Or, hey, this is Chad Owen with XYZ Lead Source and the host of Safe Money Radio. I always tie that into every lead. I bring that up multiple times during my actual conversation with the client, whether it be the first time talking to him on the phone or when I'm actually meeting with him in person. I repeat it over and over. It's on my business cards. It's everywhere about being a radio host. Now, brand awareness or brand recognition, I'm also a part of some major things that put my name out there. I'm a published author. I've written two books. One of them specifically geared towards annuity. The other one geared towards identity or identity coaching. I'm a national recognition from annuity.com. In other words, I write articles and I publish them on annuity.com. I have information all over Facebook, Instagram. I have a huge presence on LinkedIn. And by the way, if you guys want to actually subscribe, go to my Facebook, Chad C. Owen, or you could go to Retirement Realized, or actually you could do rragentsacademy.com. And you'll see I'm all over the place. LinkedIn, just look up Chad Owen and subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Retirement Realized is my YouTube channel. Subscribe, click ring the bell, like, comment on the videos. I have tons that are call them live drive vlogs. And these are just situations that I actually go over where I just came out of an appointment and I share my concerns or frustrations or successes. Once again, that's on YouTube, but I also have the podcast. And so I am very busy and very active as far as making sure my name is out there. But I also do things like my voicemail. My voicemail clearly states who I am and what I do. I can't tell you how many agents I talk to where I call and leave a message, and it's the typical standard generic leave a message after the tone. It doesn't say anything about who I reached. It doesn't say anything about who I'm trying to communicate with or what they do. So how do I know that the person, let's just say you go in an appointment, they want to call you and they go and call you, but they get leave a message after the tone. It doesn't say who they're talking to. It doesn't say what you do. And I even have people that try and call back and think, oh, this is the host of Safe Money Radio. I want to be sure I can get in contact with them. This is an important person I need to reach. That's from the voicemail. So make sure if you're going to have a voicemail, which you need to, make sure it's your voice. Make sure it's your name. Make sure it's, and don't say this. And let me just give some suggestions here. At my earliest convenience, I'll call you back. In other words, when it's convenient for me, when I feel like getting around to it, I always say at the first opportunity I have, I'm going to give you a call back or leave a name and number and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. That's what I say on my voicemail because I don't want them to think like I'm one of those guys that just, oh, I'm running around, kind of doing whatever I want, whenever I want. I'll get back to you when I feel like it. These are all things that overall really affect the actual persona that you give towards your client. I could even go into something along the lines of your email signature. You know, so many people have email signatures out there that say yahoo.com. So bob@yahoo.com. How am I going to trust someone with $500,000 or $1 million of my money when it doesn't have anything to do with who you are? So in other words, I have chad@eslifeandannuity.com. Now, why did I shorten? It's Eagle Shadow Life and Annuity. Why did I put ES Life and Annuity? What is the most important part of the brand awareness? I'm a life and annuity guy. So anybody I send my email to, they know it's a life and annuity guy. And that way they can sit there and when I also do have eslifeandannuity.com, I have eagleshadowlifeandannuity.com, but that way they can look at the end of my email and they go, oh, hey, this is a website. Let me make sure and look him up or see where what he is or what he does. It's very important on our emails that we have that presence. And if any of you have ever emailed me, you'll see I actually have a very fancy email signature. It says I'm a published author, a retirement expert, an annuity sales coach, an identity coach. It's all on there. My name, my phone number, my email addresses, what I own. It's all on there. This is all part of brand recognition. This is all part of building who you are and what you do. Now, let's be realistic. If you just started on the radio, you just started into the annuity business, it takes time to build this up. I mean, you're just getting your name out there. But even my radio shows, all the radio stations, I actually have banners that go on the radio stations to where they can go and check out who I am. I usually get about 2 leads a week from people that just went to the radio station website and they found my information. I also am part of something called Retire Village. Retire Village is just a part of someone who I'm actually an upline with, and they offer this service to where about every 2 weeks they send out an automatic drip email to all the emails that I have in reserves. Any lead I get, no matter where it comes from, whether it's internet, whether it's radio, it just doesn't matter. When there's an email on it, I actually capture the email. It gets put into Retire Village. So every 2 weeks or so, my clients get an email or my prospects get an email that say, hey, it's about an article. It's something pertaining to retirement. And I can't tell you how many millions of dollars I've gotten from sales from somebody who a year ago or 2 years ago or 5 years ago, they were interested, but I never connected with them or they weren't interested at the time. And now they see the email and they go, you know what? I've been watching your emails come through for a couple years now. I'm ready to do something. It's all about having the presence, the brand awareness. I'm also accredited Better Business Bureau. Yeah, it costs me $600 a year to do that. But when I look at the benefits of that, I have an A+ rating in the Better Business Bureau. I'm accredited. There are a lot of people that actually look for accreditation on your BBB. Don't underestimate that. I get a report every single month that show how many people went to my Better Business Bureau website. It is amazing how many people. Now you say, how many do you think? Well, it's between 40 and 80 over a couple months that I get. And why is that important? Because those are generally people I think that I may leave a message with, or I'm going to have an appointment with, or we're meeting for the second time, and they go check out my Better Business Bureau rating. I also am a part of the National Ethics Association. I have a certified background check. That's also very important. I actually carry that certificate with me, and I print it out, and I put it into my kits that I leave behind for the clients. And it's a matter of just making sure to confirm who I am, what I do. I have all sorts of feelers out there all over the place. Like I said, articles I've written on LinkedIn, posts I have on Facebook. I have a lot of people that actually will go to my personal Facebook page. They see who I am. They see what I believe, what I stand for, and they'll buy the annuity because of who I am. I also think about the business card. My business card is very clear. It's not generic. I spent some extra money on this. But on my business card, it also says published author, radio host, retirement expert. It's all on that. It gives my email address. It gives my phone number. It's a very well professionally done card, very clear, easy to understand. It doesn't look like I just went to, let's just say Adobe, made my own card and then printed it out on cardstock. These are, and really, if you go to Vistaprint, that's the one I use all the time. I've been very, very happy with what they do, and I'm very happy with the quality, but I can always get a discount on that. So I get 250 cards, let's say for $50. But think about it. The presence I have with my client is very important. They can find me everywhere. If you Google right now, let's just say you go to your computer and you Google Chad Owen Annuities, Chad Owen Safe Money, Chad Owen Retirement, you're going to see I'm all over the place. It's been years of building this up. But depending on who your marketing organization is, a lot of the times they can actually help you. Well, I'd say a lot of times. It depends who your marketing organization, because I've heard of some that will make you pay $5,000 to build a brand and it's worthless. You know, I see them, oh, hey, we'll do a bunch of Facebook ads for you. Okay, that's potentially good. But the number one way to build brand identity, in my opinion, is to be in a public type format. So a published author is a really big deal. If you can't go and write a book, or you don't feel writing a book is good, then go to your organization and write an article and see if they'll publish it for you. I know the organization I use, and most of you are part of this, is actually that you can become a featured author. And that's incredible, because you go on there and you say, okay, you know what? And I'll just tell you, mine is annuity.com or Annuity Agents Alliance or First Annuity. These are all people that I use as my upline. And every single one of those, you can actually go in and you can get the article published. And so when they go to Google your name, you're on a huge platform, which is annuity.com, and people can look you up. So it's, once again, what are we doing to create a presence? We have to have that professional side of our approach, honestly. Why are they going to use you? What do you have out there that makes them know that you are legit, that you are an actual safe money person, or you are an actual expert at what you do? And I think about actual, if you go to rragentsacademy.com, you can see that I actually have what sells for you when you're gone. It's an individual course, but click on that, purchase that course. But it's a full hour of what I do to sell for myself when I'm gone. In other words, when I leave that house, what did I leave behind that continue to sell for me? I have documents like what your ex will say. I have documents about, are you a big fish, a whale, an A-list client? I have all these documents that I leave behind. I have a full, probably a good quarter inch, not quite a quarter inch, let's just say an eighth to a quarter of an inch, of articles that solidify why you went to annuities. I have a full list of that on my academy. And part of that, honestly, if you go to the pro or the pro plus level, these are levels you can go where you just get monthly access and you get some coaching with that. But all of those articles are available. But all the documents I use, they're branded, they're proprietary, copyrighted, handouts that I give to my clients that looks very professional. They know by the time, and this is where it's important. You have guys that go to Office Max, they get these black folders and then they put a little three ring, they print out some copies, they put a couple little handouts in there. It looks like amateur hour. When you compare it to the MetLife, the Fidelities, the Wells Fargo's, the Chase Bank, when you look at the literature they hand out, and believe it or not, Fisher has some incredible articles and literature that they put out there. It's very well done. It's very professional, and it will knock you out of any sort of competition whatsoever if you don't present yourself as an expert, if you don't have the look. And you could say, well, that costs a lot of money. I would say it cost more to do a subpar job in the amount of business you lost versus spending $35 to do a complete kit with a book and everything. So I hand out 10 kits and that's $350, but I get more deals because I know I'm the expert, I'm the professional, and when they see the material I give out, they know I am the one that is going to be the best for their situation. Then they go to Google my name and they see I'm all over the place. I have articles. I've written a book. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram. I'm on all these different places where they can see I have a presence. That way they don't have to worry, is this guy some sort of Ponzi scheme, or what is he going to do with my money? So when you're talking about brand awareness, it does take a little bit of time to build this up. But I talked to guys that 2 years ago I recommend. They still haven't done anything. They still have the same voicemail. They still have lame business cards. They still have an email that just says yahoo.com, and they wonder why their business isn't growing. So if you're talking about brand awareness, you have to be very deliberate, very precise, and you have to do it instead of just waiting and wishing and hoping your business gets better. You need to take action and make that happen. And that's the difference. I mean, I wrote 18.7 million in annuities last year, which is incredible. I already have, this is just the second week in February, and I already have 3.5 million on for the year. Why? They know who I am. I am an expert at what I do, but they can research who I am, so they don't have to sit there and wonder, is this guy the real deal? So I hope this helps you guys. Honestly, I want everybody to be super reputable. I want our industry to be known as the industry of excellence, not perfection. That's impossible. But if all of us strive to be excellent, we can blow out the competition hands down, because very few people actually will do that. And once again, if you go to raragentsacademy.com and you sign up or subscribe to the individual courses, they're all available for you. But it will help you continue to be a better and better agent and get more and more solutions to your clients' problems. So I hope this helps you guys. I'm signing out. This is the Annuity Sales Coach. Happy selling. If you have enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out the Retirement Realized Agents Academy. We have helped agents double their business through the systems and strategies that we have in place. As a member, you will have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me, where I can diagnose your business and help you come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. If you're waiting to wake up one morning and magically have all the answers, you better get comfy, because that day is never coming. You have to make it happen, day in and day out. Visit our website at www.retirementrealized.com and enroll in our coaching program today. This podcast is sponsored by Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368 and First Annuity at 888-758-7305.